From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's two largest credit card firms, Visa and MasterCard, have struck a deal with the Justice Department to settle a lawsuit charging them with anti-competitive practices. But a third firm, American Express, says it will fight the allegations. NPR's Paul Brown reports the group Consumers Union says the tentative settlement could lead to lower costs for consumers.
Here's how Visa and MasterCard agree to change. They will now allow merchants to offer customers discounts or rebates for using a particular credit card. And they'll no longer keep merchants from recommending that customers use lower-cost credit or charge cards. Assistant Attorney General Christine Varney says all that is good.
However, this matter cannot be fully resolved until American Express's anti-competitive rules are struck down.
Varney says the Justice Department remains open to a settlement with American Express.
So, Paul, how likely is American Express to settle?
Not very. It says that a settlement would harm competition because Visa and MasterCard are already controlling about 70% of the credit card market. They're much larger than American Express. And it says courts have already decided that American Express doesn't have the ability to force merchants to accept its policies.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting in Washington. A court in Paris has found a former financial trader guilty of all charges in one of the biggest trading fraud cases ever. Jerome Kerviel has been sentenced to 3 years in prison and ordered to pay about $7 billion in damages. That's the loss sustained by his former employer, Société Générale, one of France's largest banks. Kerviel has insisted the bank tolerated his massive risk-taking in index futures trading as long as he was making it money. The administrator of the $20 billion fund set up by BP to pay claims linked to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico says the program has been flooded with inflated claims, questionable documentation, and some outright fraud. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg says nearly 98,000 claims have been filed so far. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports a federal panel looking into the cause of the oil rig explosion that triggered the spill holds another hearing in Louisiana today.
Salvage expert Doug Martin testified that BP interfered with efforts to lower an undersea robot down to the site to choke off the oil. He said it was important to get the robot into the water quickly, but BP officials balked. Martin said they wanted to calculate the effects of the heat from the burning well on the boat that was to launch the robot, and that created a delay of several hours. More than 200 million gallons of oil spilled into the Gulf before the well was capped. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.
Japan's central bank has lowered its benchmark interest rate to as low as 0% and will set up a $60 billion fund to buy government bonds. The move's part of an effort to revive the sluggish Japanese economy, in part by curbing the rise in value of the yen against the dollar. This is NPR News. This year's Nobel Prize in Physics goes to two Russian-born scientists who are now working at a university in Britain. Stefan Normak with the Nobel Committee says the two scientists, Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, are being honored
for groundbreaking experiments regarding the two-dimensional material graphene.
Graphene? Well, scientists say it's the thinnest known material, just one atom thick. It's also extremely strong and a good conductor, so it has possible applications in everything from faster computers to transparent touchscreens. Graphene transistors, for instance, are predicted to be much faster than today's silicon transistors. Investigators in Gainesville, Florida, are trying to determine what prompted a man to drive through his neighborhood there shooting at people. One person was killed and five others were wounded before the man took his own life. Sasha Cordner of member station WUFT says the gunman had a history of mental illness.
Gainesville Police Corporal Sharnerson says it appears 24-year-old Clifford Miller Jr. acted alone, and the shootings happened within a 13-minute time frame.
As we were arriving on scene, we continued to receive several additional calls at separate locations of other people that had been shot with the same suspect description.
Police say the shootings do not appear to be random, but they still don't know all the connections between the victims and the shooter. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Cordner in Gainesville.
President Obama focuses attention on the nation's community colleges today. At a White House summit, he'll make the case that those colleges play a critical role in developing the country's workforce and keeping the U.S. competitive in the global economy. The meeting brings together educators and local officials from across the country. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.